when I talked at Mother's funeral, if you were here, I told my brothers that I would rise to the occasion and say something. And so for you all again today, I will rise to the occasion and see if I can have something to say. When my good friend David texted me and asked me to do this, it's sort of, oh, sure. Well, then you got to decide, what is it I'm going to say about my story at Vandalia? And mine, different from some of you, we moved here. I moved here with Mom and Dad, and at that time, two brothers. They grew to be four, but in 1959, I was 5 years old and have been at this church minus 3 years that my husband and I moved to Tyler, but I've been at that church every Sunday since then. How in the world do you compress 58 years in 5 or 10 minutes? It doesn't compress well. Trust me. We'll see if what comes out is anything like my notes, but I bottom line am going to get around to, I hope, I think, God's hand in what happens in our world and in all the things around us. In 1959, we were in Midway, Texas, big town that had two houses, the one we lived in and the one the superintendent lived in. Anyway, we were leaving Midway. Dad had a job offering at Wilson to come and to teach at Wilson. Well, they got to Wilson. You know, it's just really close to Lubbock. And Mother had a cousin, Uncle Billy, who was the president of Lubbock Christian, this new little fledgling college. And so we came, and I can tell you about staying at their house, but we came and spent the night at Uncle Billy's, and Dad, for years after that, would tell the story that Billy convinced him, look at these cotton fields. You can't see it right now, but in your mind's eye, see a college here and see a place where you could change lives. Don't you want to come here and change students' lives? And we didn't go to Wilson, we moved here. Apparently, the first week or so, Dad was at LCC at the time, someone there told him this little church that had just started a few years before was needing a song leader, and Dad was quite the singer. And so we came to this little church, Vandalia, in August of 1959, and the rest is history, or not. So, do I then, and fortunately, unfortunately, I was blessed, cursed, with Dad's memory, do I tell you about the preachers in the last 58 years at this church? The ones who just sort of had 3 points in a poem, or the Del Andrews who would tell you this and this and this, and then they all come down to a moment here? Or which one of those preachers, or do I tell you about preachers who came and helped meetings? We could do the Roy Osborne and the incredible relationship he built with his church and how much he was here, and all the good Church of Christ preachers who came. Or do I tell you about events that have happened around here? I could tell you about the year that we added the fellowship hall and the kitchen and built on. And the first big split at Vandalia was when half or so of the church left because you weren't supposed to have a kitchen in a church building. Nowhere in the Bible did it say you could have a kitchen in a church building. So half the church left over a kitchen and started Cap Rock Church of Christ that used to be on University that then turned anyway. So I know way too much. And I look around and I could do some Frankie Francis stories. I could do Ed Mullen stories. But, you know, those are just stories. True or false, they're just stories. But some things that I learned, now we'll get to maybe something that matters. Through the Vandalia Church and through my dad and mom, one of the things that I learned was that it's always important to be looking and thinking and learning new things. Friends would talk about coming to our house. If you came to mom's house on Sunday, she always fixed lunch, and we always had a lovely lunch at home on Sunday. But the conversation over lunch was going to be about the sermon. You talked about what was good and what was bad and what you didn't understand and what you questioned. And it was a way of growth. One thing, as a kid, it meant you had to at some point in the sermon pay attention, because if you wanted to speak up at lunch, you were going to have to know what the conversation was. Friends who would come over would be very confused at our Sunday lunch, because it was about church, and it was about what did you learn and what questions did you have about being there. But it was important that you do lunch. And now I, in my own growing up years, I'm sure I should be the mother that my mother was, and I'm not, and that I probably should be fixing some wonderful lunch, which I don't. But the piece of learning and growing, Danny and I have kind of a thing about what the one-liner was from church this morning. And there have been some great ones. Love having... And I do have to tell you, I'm incredibly intimidated having Mark sit here. Danny and I have a great time, and whether we pick the same one-liner. But, you know, death is the end of dying, but not the end of living. That has been life-changing for me. It is. Isn't that a great line, Ed? The fact that dadgum, God's grace can even extend to my enemies. That's another of those. And so terrific to get home and to sort of recap and have something to say about church and about what that means. And that it's okay to question and to look. And we questioned and we asked and you examined what the questions were going to be. So not only is it okay to question and to think and to wonder, it's okay to change your mind. I've heard several of you who were in Dad's classes through the years, and he would say, if you were in my class 25 years ago, don't hold me to anything I said, because I've learned and I've grown since then. And those are significant, to be able to say, no, I've grown. And I've changed since then. The fact that there was a preacher here a long time ago, some of you will remember Jeff Hood, I called my brother Tim and asked him if he could remember one line from Dad when he came to recognize. Jeff couldn't stay here because he had the audacity to suggest that maybe Cornelius was saved before Peter got there to preach to him and to baptize him. And that was not the line we'd ever said. I now smile every time somebody teaches that lesson and acknowledges that the Bible does say that Cornelius had the Spirit and that he had been talking to God. But we didn't know that then. And through the years, to hear Dad say, we were wrong. We shouldn't have fired him. That it's okay to learn and to change your mind. That being able to learn and to grow and to see things differently. So I learned at Vandalia that, and Vandalia helped me learn, that you could grow, you could question, you could ask, you could wonder what else was going to happen. And we say it all the time, bottom line is that at Vandalia I found a family and have for 50 plus years that through good times and bad times and all the times in between, the Vandalia family is always here. That families, a church family as well as your family at home, don't always agree, don't always see things eye to eye, don't always have the same impression, but are always family, are always going to be there, and are always going to be the people. I've loved through the years, and I've thought about doing this. I can go back to Dad. Dad had a family and had friends. Dad and Frankie and Ron and the guys who would play golf together, who would play softball together, who would discuss theology from hole to hole on the golf course. And Mom and her little friends at our house right now, Kristen will be going through stuff and find these four little lovely white plates with gold trim around them. And in her cute little voice says, "And what are these for?" "Oh, these are when you have your lady friends over and you have brunch and you have something wonderful on these lovely white plates. You don't use them every day. They're only when you have your lovely friends over." And that's what family, and Mother had her friends, Margie and Joy, and the friends that absolutely spent their time together. And it is one of those things for being here for 50 however many years, we all then can go. I can go from being a young child and in high school with Rhonda Arnold and with Pam Gill, and we had our little group. We certainly didn't have a youth minister. We had to figure out our own organization and our own times to run and play. And I had, and I can do friends of my brothers, but we spent years being here and being together. And then I go to my kids, and I can do Sarah and Becky and Autumn, who every Easter for 400 million years, I have pictures. It occurred to me if I were more technologically, I could have shown you pictures. But I've got wonderful pictures of the girls in their Easter outfits for years and years and years that they were here, and this was who their friends were. And Amy, of course, Amy, you have to understand, it was Amy and Neil and Jason and Alexander who did everything together. Amy and the boys, and they ran and played, and Abby Capriva got to get in the middle of that too, but they were... And this was the group. This is who they were. And now that I get the privilege of going another generation, and now we have the three Stooges who Karen gets to have on Wednesday night in class and Sherry gets on Sunday morning with Neil and Keelan and John, and those three cute little guys who run and play and own the place. We've known for years that the stairs were the rite of passage. When kids would figure out they could climb the stairs and get on the stage and then jump from the top step down, and that's always cute, except for the Sunday that Brad Beebe broke his arm jumping off the stairs. It was a little more exciting. But this is a place. This is where you were. This is where you worship, where you played, where you had life. Family is, and this church has been in my life, the place for good times and bad times and all the emotions in between. All the days of when things were great and you had friends and you had family that you could share that with. And you've all shared it. We've shared life together, marriages, births, all the really terrific things that happen as a part of family. And then the rest of that story or whatever is that we share the sad times. You were there with me as we grieved over Dad's death and Mom's death and David's death and all the good things in between all that, all the births and all the marriages. And you've always been there in my own life of the really good days. I didn't really think I was going to get, but I may. The last 6-7 months of my life have been the weirdest and the most difficult in all of my 60 however many years. Health issues that have not, you know, you have a little MS, but then you just live life and that's how it is and trot along. The last few months with the breast cancer, and people talk about cancer and it's like, oh, I have this little problem with breast, and okay, it really is something cancer. And now Tuesday I'm about to start radiation, but through every step of that, you also have been there showing me Jesus. All of your thoughts, all of your notes and phone calls and texts and all the ways that you stand there with me and you show me that I can think, that I can change my mind, that I can love family every single day while you show me Jesus and make a difference in my life. I love Vandalia. I love every one of you personally. Look around. It's a problem to be from this side because I could tell stories about a lot of you. But I really won't from here. Catch me later. We can talk. But I love the reality and the ways that you show me Jesus every day.